Christian men, would you say you're married to a Proverbs 31 woman? Christian women, would you say you are a Proverbs 31 woman? I'm Mitch Kimbrell, one of the pastors at Christ Memorial Church, and we're looking today at Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 31, where a king, who's identified in the first verse of Proverbs 31 as a king named Lemuel, is praising his wife. He says that she's many things, that she's hardworking, that she's kind, that she's faithful and wise. He says overall that she's excellent, according to verse 10. But Christian men, let me pose the question to you again. Are you married to a woman who perfectly embodies all of the characteristics of the woman in Proverbs 31, 10 to 31 all the time? Christian women, are you a woman who perfectly embodies all of these characteristics all the time? If we're honest, the answer, of course, is no. So what's really going on in Proverbs 31, 10 to 31? Well, the king who's praising his wife, Lemuel, is best understood as Jesus. Lemuel points us to Jesus, and the bride he's praising is not one individual human bride, but rather he's praising the church. We know that from places like Ephesians chapter 5, where Paul tells us that marriage has been given to us by God to teach us what the relationship between Christ and his church is like. So when you see the Bible talking about marriage, think Christ and his church. And we know from Ephesians chapter 5 as well that Jesus is working even now to present his bride to himself in splendor, Paul says there, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, without any blemish whatsoever. Revelation 21 says that at the last day, when Christ is married, as it were, to his bride, the church, on that day, the church will be like the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, like a bride adorned with perfect holiness, perfect righteousness, a bride adorned for her husband. So no, none of us perfectly embody the characteristics of the person in Proverbs 31, 10 to 31 now. But Jesus is working even now to cause his church to embody these things perfectly at the last day, so that as a result, we do toward him what the wife in this chapter does toward her husband. Listen to chapter 31 and verse 23. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. This wife exalts her husband. And on that day, in perfect holiness, perfect radiance and righteousness and splendor, we will exalt our bridegroom, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Have a wonderful day.